This is Basil Rathbone for Flair. If you're thinking of having hens for pets, my advice is go ahead. A hen requires but little living space and a comparatively small amount of food and care. Not only that, but where else can you get a pet that provides food for you? As a rule, you don't find many people having hens as pets. One reason for this has been the common belief that hens are stupid and incapable of entering into social relationships. But recently, scientists have found this is not the case. According to A.M. Gowell, professor of zoology at Kansas State University, there's a definite social structure in hen society in which seniority rights are respected. It was found during a biological experiment that when a new bird was added to the flock, it usually got the bird. What I mean is, it was automatically placed at the bottom of the pecking order. In other words, it was pecked at by the other birds in the flock. In this experiment, when a new bird was added, the longest resident was removed. As time passed and its superiors were removed every 2 days, the newcomer rose in the ranks, usually achieving top rank by its last day. Of course, there were some hens who got to the top in a few days, and one who never got off the bottom level at all. So, you see, perhaps we can learn something from hens. What can we learn? Well, perhaps this. If you want to get ahead in life, don't chicken out.
Thanks, Basil.